Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, what's up?
Yeah.
Who was that? What was that one guy?
What?
Little John?
Yeah.
No, it was that politician or whatever.
Dean. Howard Dean?
Yeah!
That's what he said.
Let's not go down the Howard Dean trail. Today, we don't have enough time, because we do have to keep removing here right now. It is time for your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, October 21st, we're going to go back to 1879, the day that Thomas Edison invented the electric incandescent lamp. It would last 13 and a half hours before it would burn out. Let me correct that. It was the day that Thomas Edison stole the invention of the electric.
You stole it. I watched a whole documentary on it, too. Dude, poor Tesla.
Here's the thing. Is obviously, Thomas Edison did do a lot of great things. However, he also stole a lot of crap, and he was a jerk. Like, the more I learn about...
He did steal a lot of crap. You're right.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, a lot of his, workers did stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You even look at a picture of him, you're like, yeah, that guy's kind of smug looking.
He does. He kind of looks like an ass. This guy's a dick. This guy probably yells at kids a lot. You know what I mean? Like, he's got that kind of look on his face. But
you know what? At least a lot of people recognize what Tesla did, and they're starting to come around. You know, they're
now,
starting to come around a little bit.
After the guy died alone and broke, you know what I mean?
Nice if he would have known.
Yeah, when he was alive. You know, Tesla doing a great job. Everyone's like,
good job, bud.
Tesla, you idiot. Edison's better. It's like, man. I think there's something to be said about the inventive aspect of Edison, all those guys. Because, Hunter, right now, I want you to think about that. And, of course, back then, it might have been easier to think about things that would make life easier. Nowadays, I feel like most of those things have been invented. But think about being an inventor. All right, Hunter, right now, think of something to invent.
It's already been invented. Trust me, I've tried.
Like, it's kind of crazy to me that, when you look at all the inventions throughout time, even going back to the light bulb, going back to, indoor plumbing, like, all these things, it's like, God, someone took the time to figure this out. Like me, I get upset at a crossword, an easy crossword puzzle in the newspaper after like a minute. You got guys that are literally trial and error. Like, oh, that didn't work. Literally, their lives. They dedicate their lives to trying to figure this out. It's just nuts.
I just read something where it was like some in regards as why the American highway system was one of the greatest inventions ever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I didn't read too much into it, but it's like, oh, yeah, somebody had to invent how that worked.
Yeah.
Dude, you just look around your daily life, dude. Just,
you know what was throwing me?
There's nothing left.
You know what was throwing me for a loop the other day? The internet. All right. Because I was thinking about how I can access my work computer from my home computer. And I just want someone to explain to me how is this done? Because someone figured out how I can access a completely different computer through another computer through the air. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
dude,
but someone
honestly,
invented
not
it.
Not too long ago, when we were growing up, that wasn't a thing.
No.
That wasn't even, you know,
the
slow interweb, dude, when we were growing up, when it just first came out.
Honestly, Hunter, I'm still not sure how a light bulb exactly works. So I know, electricity goes into it, and then there's a thing that,
You flip the switch, and it turns on. That's not to the extent that I need to know.
You and I would not be good inventors. We would not be good inventors. I glued this thing to this thing. Check it out. That's terrible. That's a terrible invention.
Question.
Yeah.
How many of those Thomas Edison light bulbs do you think burnt down houses?
Quite a few. It's a good thing
that safest.
It's a good thing that it was easy to come by building material back then. All right, people had time.
Like, install fire into your ceiling. How about that?
It's actually just an encased glass fireball, but trust us, it's going to explode at some point. So I hope you have insurance. So there you go. On this day in history, got ourselves a light bulb from Thomas Edison. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jim Brewer.